Hello and welcome to the Heartworking Dad Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping Christian dads grow in their faith and lead their families with purpose. I gotta say, I understand the unique struggles that Christian fathers face in today's world. And the mission of this podcast is to support and uplift fathers, empowering them to lead their families with unwavering love, unshakable faith, and an unwavering integrity. Through practical advice, spiritual guidance, and story, I hope to help dads deepen their connection with God, fortify their roles within the family, and gracefully navigate the trials and tribulations of fatherhood. I am here to walk alongside you as a field guide, someone who is not a master, but has been walking this trail for some time and has an understanding of the terrain that you and I are walking in. And if this is a first time we're meeting, my name is Gabriel Perez. I've been married to my wife for almost 13 years. We have three kids. We both work full-time jobs and homeschool our kids. And in addition to that, I am a certified biblical parenting coach from the National Center of Biblical Parenting Association. All right. Introduction's done. Welcome to the podcast. October is Fear and Courage Month. So we're sticking with this theme throughout the month. Every month is going to be a theme every Tuesday. Every Thursday is just gonna kind of be what I'm calling now dad thoughts, where I just kind of a free flowing, just having fun on the podcast. I do want to bring value, but I also want to have fun and be a little more personable too when I can, and not, not so much information, because sometimes I think I try to pack a lot of information in a 15 minute podcast, keep it short for you. And a Thursday episode is more just to have fun and can go a little bit longer. I want to have guests. I just want that to be a good, fun, easy hour, or not hour. I don't know if it's gonna be that long, but you know, Thursdays is just the free day. So October is Fear and Courage. And this podcast is going to be about being a courageous leader in your family. I think the world needs courageous fathers, courageous husbands. We're living in dark times. We're living in times that I just saw this meme the other day, and it was like men living through Y2K, COVID, and they just named all these different disasters that we're going through. Now with the war, possibly World War III, it's just all these things. And it's a lot emotionally. I can't say we're like the world's greatest generation of World War II, that they went and fought these heroic battles. But we're fighting another battle. And I think just where the world's at and where we are at, we are needed so much more to be courageous leaders. And in a different way, too. Not just the practical way that we think, but spiritually as well. Courageous leaders for Christ. And how do we model that for our kids? And this week I was reading Proverbs, and I truly believe that in order for us to be courageous, we have to have the right perspective of fear, and the perspective of fear of the Lord. I was reading Proverbs, and after he kind of talks about what the Proverbs are going to be about, he says, I feel like this is kind of the beginning of giving wisdom out. In his Proverbs 1:7, he says, "Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." So fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge. I think when we have a healthy dose of fear of the Lord, when we know who he is, I think that gives us enablement to be courageous. That gives us the wisdom that we need to walk forward. It gives us the discipline that we should be also impacting on our lives. We shouldn't, part of being courageous, I think, is also there is a practical aspect too. And I think that's the discipline that he's talking about. And so he says that in the beginning, but then he ends Proverbs, the first chapter, and it's Proverbs 1:33. "But all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear or harm." I want that. And I'm not naive to say that there will never be harm. I know that as Christians, there's going to be persecution. As people in the world, there is just going to be seasons of harm, seasons of things that happen to us that, you know, we're going to have to endure, we're going to have to go through. It's inevitable because we live in a world where people die, where there's danger, where there's risk. And so I'm not, you know, I'm not negating the harm aspect, but I think it's just when you have the proper fear, you're able to take in whatever comes. So I think as fathers, as husbands, that's where we got to start getting our courage from, is the Lord and a fear of the Lord, knowing that whatever we do, God is there. And it's not like God is in the sky just waiting to zap us and tell us we did wrong, but it's just having a reverence. Fear is actually not, I think when they talk about fear, I'm not a Bible scholar, but I believe it's not the fear like cowering scared, but it's actually reverence, like respect. And so, you know, when we have the healthy respect of the Lord, we can be more courageous as a leader in our family. When we honor God first, that's going to give us the courage to step forward when we need to be that courageous leader in our family. So trust in God and build that relationship. Build that reverence with them. And you everyone is in a different place. There are times when I've got a lot of reverence, and then all of a sudden I can just be lack with it, and then it's gone. And I was like, whoa. And I need to get back to that, because when it's like something happens to me so immediate. Like, for instance, obviously what's happening in Israel, it strikes a fear in your heart. And we always just have to come back to who God is. And I think that's really going to be the thing I've always been talking about in this fear and courage, is it's coming back to who God is. That's going to get us going. That's going to get us back on track. That's going to give us our hope again. That's going to give us the courage we need to move forward. So I think I've talked about it in the past episodes as well. It's almost a reiteration, but I think when I was reading this, it really hit me how that is so important. Fear is the foundation of true knowledge. And then at the end, he says, but all who listen to me will live in peace untroubled by fear. So he ends with having fear of the Lord. It starts with having fear of the Lord and ending without being troubled by fear in the world. So it's just, I don't know, that kind of blew my mind. And second, I'd say risk. As fathers, we have to be comfortable with risk. Not foolish risk, but adventurous, taking steps of faith. And we have to model that in our life. I think, you know, sometimes we can easily just be fearful and not take steps of faith, not be adventurous. Like, oh, I don't, you know, there's a lot of things I want to do in my life. And then sometimes I'm like, oh, well, I don't want to break my leg, or I don't want to do this, or, you know, and we have to be wise. There's wisdom. Like, I'm not going to go hardcore parkour and just start jumping from building to buildings. That does not seem adventurous to me. Does not seem wise as someone who has to provide for a family. But what could be healthy risk for you? Even in this podcast and doing Instagram and YouTube, that is a pretty big risk for me. It's one thing that I have not been comfortable with, is being on the camera and having to make things about me, in a sense. But I've been able to model that for my kids. When I talk to my son, and you know, he has his own little YouTube channel, and I remember we've gone a little bit back and forth with whether we show them, if we show their faces on screen. I have actually taken all of my family content off, because I didn't want to. We finally came to a decision that we don't want to share our children's identities over social media and other things. And we had talked about it. My son was doing a YouTube, and he wanted to try it, and so we let him try it. But then he felt uncomfortable, and I was able to to encourage him too, that I get that feeling. I get that it's uncomfortable doing certain things, and you know, he just didn't want to go forward with it. But it's being able to model, like, yeah, I know it's scary. And sometimes you have to take risks. Sometimes you don't. You know, you get to, but I was proud of him that he went and did it. I was proud of him that he tried it, even though he was nervous. And that's how we just, we model it by taking, being adventurous and taking risks. You know, I ran a marathon, did not prepare for it. And, you know, when I talk to my kids about it, that's an adventurous thing I'm doing. That's something I'm doing to model risk. I'm putting myself out there on the hardworking dad. I'm doing things to get comfortable with risk, and but also taking steps of faith. That is something that I think we're called to do as Christians. We can't be so hesitant. So often I think when I was really early on, when I realized I needed help in leading my family and I wasn't knowing what to do, I was kind of needing direction. A lot of it came because I was hesitant. I was just too scared to move, too scared to do anything. I'm an overthinker by nature. So when I want to do something, I just overthink myself out of it. And, you know, when I think of it, you know, there is like a fear that I have. Like, I'm always afraid that I'm going to be, you know, it's not going to work out, or I'm not going to do this. And there's this overthinking arc in my head of just how I'm going to fail, how it's just going to blow up. But, and it would make me hesitate to do anything. And so I encourage you that if you're an overthinker, if you're struggling in those ways, find ways to take steps of faith. And it doesn't have to be big things. This marathon was me leading up years and years into this, but find something that you can take a little risk at. Be adventurous. If there's something you've wanted to do, you know, go out and pursue a way to do it. Now, you know, there's a lot of things I want to do. One of the things, MMA. I don't think I'll ever see myself competing in an actual fight. But just going out and actually sparring with people is a pretty big step of adventure and risk for me. That's something I want to step into in hopefully in a couple months. Jiu-jitsu, you know, whatever it is, find ways to take risk. And start with comfortable risk, and then, you know, with wisdom, find what it is that is adventurous. So we can show that to our kids, because we don't want our kids to be hesitant in going after the things. Christ hasn't called us to be hesitant Christians. We're to be bold. We're to go out into the world and boldly proclaim his gospel. And I truly believe that if we're hesitant in all these different areas of our life, if we're not taking steps of courage, it's also going to hinder us in being bold for the gospel. You know, prayer, that's a good one right there. I remember I used to be so uncomfortable praying in public or praying out loud. And I remember I had a neighbor, he has some liver problems, but because of that, he has all these side effects from the medication he has to take. And I remember he had jumping leg syndrome. It's really weird. It's like your legs are jumping and you kind of it just randomly happens. You can't stop. And he was overwhelmed. He was just like trying to cool down. He was walking outside, but it was just happening. I was on my way to work and, I remember, I was like, oh, he told me about it. And I was like, oh, man, that sucks. And I felt the urge to pray, to take a risk, right? And to say, hey, can I pray for you? And I just walked to my car. And I was like, sorry, man, that sucks. And I just walked to my car. And I was hesitant. I was overthinking, like, oh, what's he going to think? What's he going to do? And I walked to my car, and I was like, man, that's not right. And I went back, and I prayed for him. And, you know, he was so thankful and he was like, thanks, man, that helped. And then he actually, as time went on, he would ask me to pray for him when he was feeling anxious or overwhelmed. And it was because I took that risk. And that's not, you know, I was talking more on the physical side of risk, but the spiritual side of risk is also really just more important. If there's one side of risk that we need to focus on, it's spiritual. And so that's just another example. So find a way you can take some risk. Be adventurous in your faith. and model that. You know, when if you're praying for someone, your kid gets to see you praying for somebody, that's going to do huge dividends in how they see you as a leader. That's courageous, because I'll tell you, I bet if there was a percentage, how many people are willing to pray for people in public? I bet you 80% of people, if not 90%, don't want to pray for people in public. Out of all the Christian communities, it's a hard thing to do, and honestly, it doesn't get easier. Just recently, I was with a coworker who's going through a bad time and with his spouse, and just so much happening, and I was like, man, I don't think I should ask him to pray, and I was really hesitant, and it took me, you know, a good 20 minutes to work up the courage to do it, but it made a difference, because, you know, he was grateful. So let's find ways to take risk. And I think really when we do that, when it comes together, it's because I have reverence of the Lord. It's going to come back to that. Like, God doesn't want me to miss that opportunity. God died on the cross to save me. Why can't I reach out in someone in prayer? And that reverence for him. And I think it just goes back to God, knowing that we are out there as ambassadors for Christ. We're to proclaim the gospel boldly. And I think at the beginning of that, there is wisdom in that. But the wisdom comes from fear of the Lord. And I think eventually, hopefully, I think as time goes by, I'll get better. And maybe the goosebumps or the hesitancy will go away at some point. But I'll tell you, it's gotten a lot easier. So there we go. Being a courageous leader in your family. I hope this is valuable for you. I hope it just prompts you to ask questions in your life. How are you operating as a courageous leader in your family? I think there's always room for all of us to grow. Me too. I mean, even in just talking about this, I'm like, man, I'm still struggling with prayer, but I'm working at it. And so, yeah, with that, couple things. If you enjoy this podcast, would you leave a rating and review? That would extremely help the podcast, help us to reach more dads out there. And I believe there are not enough Christian dad resources out there. And I'm hoping that this will minister to a dad who needs it. So if you could do that, rating and review would really help. Second is, I have a course. And this course is really for fathers who are looking to lead their families well and want to go really in depth in their heart. And I think actually that the pain point that really started this is dads who have wounds that need to heal. I really believe that's where when I finished this course, it was just for Christian dads to lead their home. But as I've finished it and really realized what I went through in doing this and how it's coming from my experience, it's coming from fathers who are trying to heal from past wounds. So if you've had some wounds that have hurt you and these wounds are kind of coming up in your role as a husband, as a father, I believe this course is really going to help you do some heart work in yourself, help you grow in your relationship with God, and then help you grow with your relationship with your wife and your kids. I believe it's really going to be impactful and helpful. But if that interests you, you can go to heartworkingdad.com. And second of all, I want to highlight something I've been doing every Friday, almost every Friday. I try to. It's really on my schedule. But my friend, Matt Knoll, has a podcast also, Standing on the Front Line. And he has a prayer group that I'm a part of, and I'm inviting you to be a part of every Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're interested, you can email him at standingonthefrontline@gmail.com. This prayer group has been hugely impactful, and I hope it will be just impactful for you too. It'd be great to get to know you and see the faces of people who are listening to the podcast, and just men all over the world praying together for each other as we, you know, lead our families. So with that, on this podcast, catch you on the next episode.